So let's continue from there, and then we'll go to four, B'zeh Hashem. Thank you, Usher. Okay, number 15 is why, plain and simple, on beer, don't we say that it's like mesh lakos? You know, barley is, why can't you treat barley like a vegetable and treat it like mesh lakos, you know? Mesh lakos is adama. Why are you so pashut that beer you say a shahakal? So let's start with that, and let's get that. So basically, we said the following. We said that the Tshuvas HaRosh discusses this kasha, and he basically says the following. He says that the bottom line is that shlokas are cooked letzorach achilas hayirakos. The vegetables are cooked letzorach the achilas hayirakos. So there might be juice that comes out of it, but the bottom line is your purpose of cooking is for the yarakos. And since the mime is mekabel gam tama yarakos, since the water is mekabel also the taste of the yarakos, you say the bracha of adama like the yarakos. But by beer, the whole point of the beer, of making beer, is, believe me, you me, I'm not a beer drinker, I don't drink beer at all, I can't stand it. But the bottom line is you only want to have liquid there. If there's pieces of barley in your beer, that business is going to go bankrupt very quickly. No one's going to buy that beer. So you're doing it letzorach min mayhem, and therefore you don't apply the din shlokas.
Is mayhem shlokas just vegetable soup?
Yes, that's what we said. Pea soup, potato soup. Yes, that's what he's saying. The ikar is you're making it for the vegetables. And the drisha says the same thing. And therefore, it would come out that if you're mavashal letzorach hamayim, the tam of the sorum is mizbatal agav the mayim and the bracha shahakal. And therefore, since you're doing it for the liquid, the tam lamais of the sorum is batal, and therefore it's a shahakal. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Yonah, Lamaisa, let's get it. The Rabbeinu Yonah also asks the same kasha and gives an answer that the derech of shlokos, of mei shlokos, to eat it with the bread. And therefore, it's like the shlokos themselves. Okay? The derech of shlokos is the derech to eat them with bread. Like the shlokas themselves, just like you eat bread with vegetables, you eat the bread with the soup. So therefore, just like the vegetables are eaten with the bread, so too the soup is eaten with the bread, and therefore it remains the din of what? Of the status of beforehand. But beer is totally removed from its Torah's ochel, and therefore it has a whole new din in the bracha shahakal. Okay? That's the second. That was the Rabbeinu Yonah. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah makes a second comment. He says that Sorum have a mala gedola, you can make bread out of them. And therefore, when you make beer, you're done with that. You can no longer make from beer into bread. And therefore, a much worse beer is much worse than the actual barley themselves, because at least at the point of barley, you could have made bread from barley. You cannot make bread from what? From beer. And therefore, the bracha shahakal. So to chazer this over, so far we had three answers. One is the Tshuvas HaRosh with the Drisha, that the bottom line is that you cook it letzorach achilas yarakos, and therefore it has the bracha of the yarakos themselves, whereas the beer, you're not doing letzorach the hops or the barley, you're doing letzorach memeyim, and lamaisa, as the drisha adds in, is that you're mavashal letzorach hamayim, and the tam of the sorm is mispatel, the legabi, the mayim, and the chakal. That's the rush with Rabbeinu Yonah, the rush in the tshuvas. I'm sorry, that's the rush in the drisha. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says that the derech of meishlok is to eat it with the pas like the vegetables themselves. Cooked vegetables you eat with the bread. The soup also you eat with the bread. So therefore, it's patterned after the vegetables and therefore retains the same bracha of the vegetables. Therefore, beer is much, much different. Beer goes out of the category of an ochel, and therefore it gets a new bracha. And then number two, which is three total so far, is that saorim have a mildly sir to make them not a bread. Once you put it in the state of beer, you can no longer get the bread. So therefore, in a sense, they're worse than the hops and the barley, and therefore you see a shahakal in the beer. Yes, I'm sorry, Nate. Go ahead. You got it? So, you sure?
Yeah.
So that was number what? 15. Those are the three terutzim. Clear? Okay, we got it? Okay, 16. Give three other terutzim. Okay? Three other terutzim. So the Chuvas Maharam Rutenberg writes that mei shlokos are like shlokos because it's nikar in the soup, the mamashas of the yerek. So that's interesting because if it be pureed, we don't really see that bisman hazeh. But they didn't have puree, they didn't have food processors in those days. So he says the mei shlokos had the mamashas of the yerek in there. However, mashenkein, by beer, It is not nikar the hops. No one, you know, you ask most people on the street, they have no idea that beer is made of hops or barley. No idea at all, and therefore it loses the bracha of Adam and it gets a shahakal. That's the Chuvas Ma'arami Rutenberg. However, we noted in Shir that if it's pureed, maybe it's different. Okay, we don't hold like that. We all pureed soup is also Adama. But according to Chuvas Ma'arami Rutenberg, maybe if it's pureed, the din would be different. Okay. Then we had the Bach and the Taz. The Bach and the Taz say that Shlokos, the Nichnas Tam Apri B'mayim, and the Tam Amayim is Kitam Apri. And therefore you say Bray Pri Adama. Mashenke and Shechar, the Tam of the beer is not the Tam of the Saorim of the barley and hops. It's through a Taruvus. It's a new taste. And it's a totally Notzar Tam Chadash, and therefore it's a Notzar Tam Chadash, the Bracha Shahakal. Pea soup, you taste the peas. Beer, you don't taste the barley and the hops. The taste is completely different.
Like the Rosh yesterday.
Similar to the Rosh, but a little bit different, Nate, in the fact that he focused on it's a beer as a new taste, a Tam Chadash. Okay. And the last, I only gave you three, but get four terutzim. So the Olas Tamid gave two terutzim. The Olas Tamid said that the Shlokas is only with the vegetables inside the Marak. Then you say Brei Pri Adama. But beer, obviously you've taken out the hops and the barley from it, and therefore it's not Nikar at all, and therefore it drops to Shakal. He does say Sarachiyun on that answer. And then the last answer is the oldest Talmud. He gives a new answer as well, and he says this new Chiddush. What's this new Chiddush? That's 6-1. You got to get that in the Tano. There's a ratio of 6-1. 6-1, Shishim I've heard of in Yordaya, but there is a din of 6-1. When it comes to Stam Yenim, and you can have 6 mitos of water connected the mita of Sa'orim. And therefore, just like you have 1 mita of wine connected to 6 mitos, it's bottle the shame wine. If you have 6 mitos of water against 1 mita of wine, 6-1, then the wine is nullified. And then you don't have to worry about Stam Yenim. You know what Stam Yenim is? Goy touching wine. So he wanted to say a Chiddush Niflo Olas Tamid. That's the same thing happens with beer. You got 6 proportions of water to 1 of the hops of the beer, and mevatels it, and therefore all you get is a shahakal. The only thing is, that last answer, the Magen Avraham says, is a pella, because that ratio is only said by yain. We don't find it said anywhere else in Shas, by other foods. How does Olas Tamid come off saying this Chiddush? You got that? So at the end of the day, we had 7 terutzim, why you don't apply Shmei Shlokas to beer, okay? You got that? This last answer has 4 terutzim. One is the Ma'arim Rutenberg, that it was Nikar, in Shlokos and beer, it's not Nikar. The Bach and the Taz say it's the taste is Nichnas, whereas beer, it's not. It's a new taste. And then the last two terutzim, Olas Tamid says that the actual vegetables got to be in there, as opposed to the beer, the hops are not. And then the last terutzim is this ratio of 6-1, which the Magarim says that's a Pella. 6-1 you only find by Yayin, Netanel, not by what beverages. You got that? I want you to know that. It's a good kasha also. Well, give me 7 terutzim why I don't apply the din mishlokas to what to beer, and then it's a shahakal. Okay, you got that? I couldn't hear you.
You only find it usually by wine.
The Gemara only has it by wine. How does the oldest Talmud have a chiddush to span the scope of ratio of 6-1? Okay, the Gemara only has it by wine. If I'm not mistaken, it's beferish in the Gemara 6-1. Okay, all right, very good.
Tosos also has your thankfully.
What'd you say?
Tosos
did not bring up the kasha of Shlokas on beer.
Tosos, on beer being
okay, but he didn't bring up Shlokas. He didn't bring up Shlokas. He didn't bring up Shlokas. You look at the Tosos, right?
He didn't bring it up.
He didn't bring it up. It could be. Could be. He had 3 terutzim, beverage or not, okay? But that's not one of the terutzim. Tosos did not bring up. The Chuvas Arash and Rabbi Yonah bring up Shlokas regarding beer. If you look at the Tosos closely, he didn't bring up Shlokas, okay? All right. That's number what? 16. 17. What is the din of meshlokas that stand for a beverage? Trying to think of a situation. I don't know. Maybe you have these like, you know, real, you know, these natural types of things, these health things. Let's say you have a health drink that is like, it's not so crazy. Let's say take V8. Yeah, I love V8, but the sodium is so high. It's V8 is a vegetable juice. It's like a tomato juice. It's the sodium is very, very high. It's not healthy, but it's gavaltic. And that is Meshlokas. That is drunk in the stores. People don't eat it. It's cold. People buy it. used to not be kosher, and then it became kosher. An OU, I think it has an OU. It's delicious, but I said the sodium is very, very high. I'm sure they have a less one. So that's a situation of mesh lockouts that is omid la what? Lamashke. What's the story about that? So here we had the following chiddush. The Gaon in Reish Beis, Os Yirav, the Bir Agra, wanted to say, according to our Tosfos that Noam just brought up, Tosfos said that on beer, you say a shaka, one of the reasons was the last one's because it's what? Because it's a drink. It's a shtia. You remember that? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Beis, Sif Dalet, I want you to get this, by a Negro with Mesh Lakos, yes? That's mixed with shemen. The borscht that's mixed with shemen, usher, and you're not doing it for refuah, what bracha is it? It's shahakal. Why is it shahakal? It's mesh lakos. What's the answer? Because it's made for drinking, Sam. So you see clear in the Mechaber, says the Gaon, this scenario, that you can have mesh lakos that are omid l'shtiyah, and the bracha will be shahakal, against what we've always learned, shlakos, shlakos, adama, adama. But this is omid l'shtiyah, like V8. And the Mechaber says what he says. You're drinking the borscht with the shemen for the what? Not for the purpose of refuah. Gavriel, are you with me? And therefore what? And therefore the bracha shahakal. So, lemaisa, there you have it. Not so fast. Says Rabbi Zalman, Meltzer, Zatzal. Who is Rabbi Zalman Meltzer? David Ozel. He was the father-in-law. He was the yeshiva of Eitz Chaim. He was a great gaon in the yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael. And he was Rabbi Aaron Cutler's father-in-law. Name is Isser Zalman Meltzer, Zatzal. He was a great gaon. He wrote the sefer Evan Ozel on the Rambam. He was a great gaon. He was in Aaron Cutler's father-in-law. In fact, one of the Rebbeim, I never met him, but one of the Rebbeim in Shalbim, before I came there, had passed away. His was Shimon Salaznik, Zatzal. He was a gaon olam. And he was a ben bias of Isser Zalman. They say he looked like him. Sometimes you have that, a Talmud Lamaisa, he was so close to him, he actually looked like him, they said. Yes, his name was Shimon Salaznik. I later on met his son, who was a Rosh Hashanah in Chevron, Chevron Yeshiva. They say that about the Rimigash. The Rimigash is, who was the Rimigash? The Rimigash Lamaisa was the Talmud of the Rif. So the father of the Rambam used to say, when he looked at the Rimigash, it's like he was looking at the Rif, because he was a Talmud Muvuk, he was a ben bias by him. Okay? So I want you to get this. Ibn Ezel says, I don't think this is right. Because if you look in the Rambam, and this is strong, he's arguing on the Gaon. But if it's Torah, you have to argue. The Gaon said that. The Gaon said to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Who's Reb Chaim Volozhiner? The Volozhiner Yeshiva, right? The first yeshiva, right? The first Litvish yeshiva. The Gaon writes to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it's in the Hakdam and the Chud Meshulash, that if you feel that you have to argue on the Shulchan Aruch, you must argue on him. If you feel you have the Makaris for it and the Svar, you have to argue. The Gaon says that. So Isser Zalman here is arguing on the Gaon. Isser Zalman writes, if you look in the Rambam, and I looked it up before Shir, in Perichas Lachadalit, the Rambam writes that if you say, what bracha do you say on Shlokas? Mei Shlokas? Barei Pri? Hadama. And the Rambam has the following word. Rakim Shoku is a Yerik Lishtos Meimav. What does Lishtos Meimav mean? What does Lishtos Meimav mean? To drink. So you see the Rambam says black on white that even if the Shlokas are made, the Shtiyah, the bracha is still what? Hadama. It's amazing. He says the Rambam says Beferish not that way. And then Rabbi Zalman says even Viter. Our Tosfos that says on liquids you say a shakal on beer? Yes? Our Tosfos would be moda lamaisa by shlokos that if you cook them and they're omid l'shtiyah like V8, what would he say? He would agree also that you would say what? You would say shakal. I'm sorry, he would agree also that you would say adamo. He would agree also, not just the Rambam, but even what? Tosfos. Because when Tosfos said the word what? That you say on Shechar, he says what? What does he say on Shechar? It's a beverage. What is the din? He's trying to answer why what? You don't say Bremen Mizonos. Because it's a shtia. It's not made to what? To fortify you. That's why you don't say Mizonos. So only a bracha on things that are made lisod, lamaisa, he's trying to say, well, do you say Mizonos? And that's why he says you don't say Mizonos on beer, right? But he's not trying to say why you don't say a Bre Pri Adama. Meish lakos, even if they're omed l'shtia, the bracha would be barei pri adamah. Okay? You got what I'm saying? Meish lakos. Ah, you'll tell me, Taisa says what? On shtia, you say a shakal. That's shtia. But meish lakos that are omed l'shtia are different than beer. Beer is not meish lakos. You got, based on everything we said before. You got what I'm saying? I'm going to say this again. The Gaon says, according to our Taisus, that Meishlokos that is Omid L'shtia would get a Shahakal. And the Shulchan Aruch corroborates it, he says, by the Shemen with the Anigrom. If you drink the borscht with the oil without what? Shalol Letzar Harfu, what's the bracha of the Shulchan Aruch Shahakal? Says the Bishozama, no, not so fast. The Rambam says Shlokos is Adama, even if it's Omid L'shtia, it's Adama. And then Bishozama says, even according to Taisus, Tosfos is trying to be masbir, why, what, you don't say a brayman and mizonos on what? Tosfos trying to be masbir, why you don't say a brayman and mizonos on beer? But lemais, it's very possible that if you develop a case where shtia, where shlokos will be what? Shlokos will be omen the shtia, he would agree, Tosfos, that the bracha would remain a bray pri adama. It's a little bit hard, we said in Tosfos, because Tosfos says black and white, on beer you say a shaka. Well, beer is not shlokos, we said. Based on what we said everything before, beer is not meish shlokos. But if I develop a case of meish shlokos that is what, l'shtia, like V8, then maybe Tais would be maskim and be an adama as well. Okay? So that's a very, very, I want you to get that. That's 17. 18, let's go on. Okay. 18. What is the shakl of the Tari in the Gemara? Poshim shot by Trima. Just plain and simple. What was the shakl of the Tari by Trima? There was a Tamachachama, who mirabana, they asked Rava, what's the din by Trima? Rava had no idea what he was talking about. So Ravina was a Talmud, was in the presence of Rava, and he said to the Talmud, are you talking about when you make what, when you smash down sesame, shumshami? Know the words. Are you talking about when you smash down saffron, kurtami? Are you talking about purtsani? What's purtsani? When you take what? The seeds, excellent guys, the seeds, and you smash it in to make it into water with temet, to make it some type of drink. Is that what you're talking about? So that jogged Rava's memory when Ravina was trying to figure out from the top. He said, oh, I know what you're talking about. You make a paste out of the trima. You make a paste, chalishta. And then he said, I want you to know something. The Ravasi said, if you have tamarish or truma, it's mutter to make a date of truma and book it into a paste. And it's usher to make it into a beer, because it's usher to destroy what? The issue to destroy truma. So they're making the beer, that's usher. And the Gemara Paskins, that when it comes to the paste, the truma, what's the bracha? Milsayo kaimi, what is it? Ha'eitz. Excellent. That's the shock of the tire right up there. Want you to know it, okay? All right, that's 18, 19. What did Ravina think, and what did Rav understand about the bracha? So we had the Shita Mekubetzis and the Miri. You guys remember what they said? The Miri and the Shittim Gebetz said that Ravina knew they were talking about dates. But he was just asking, what did you do with the dates? He thought, are you talking about a case where you took all the honey out of the date? And you're just trying to eat the psolus, the dregs that are left? So that for sure is a bracha of Shahakal, he was telling the Talmud. No, Ravis says, we are talking about where you smashed it, but the honey was left in it. The honey was left in it. And therefore, what do you do in that case? So if the honey's left in it, you just squash it. The bracha is what? Gavriel ha'eitz. That was the dibur back and forth. You got it? Ravina thought, Lamaisa, that you had taken the honey out, but it's talking about a date, but you had taken the honey out of it, and you're just eating the dregs. And that, for sure, the bracha is Yerushalayim. Rava said, no, now I know what the Talmud was asking. He was asking about where you just squashed the date, and the honey stayed in it, and the halakha is you say ha'eitz. That's 19. 20. Again, Ravina thought that you had taken out the honey of everything, just like they had done with sesame and saffron, and also the grapes, and you're just eating the dregs. You took out the juice, you're eating the dregs of it. So that's going to be a shahakol lemais, because you basically destroyed it. Right? But Ravina said, no, I understand what the Tom was asking me. All you did was squash it. Nothing was taken out of it. No honey, none of the juice. You just squashed the thing, and the honey remained in it, and the psak is I ate. You got it? That is the psak, that is the dialogue that the Miri and the Shittim Gebetzis say. Okay, excellent. Let's continue now. Number, that's 19:20. What is the reason why it's an issue to destroy Truma? What's the issue? It's a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a very big deal. The Kiryat Sefer says, Lamaisa, the following. Kiryat Sefer says, we learn from the Pasuk, in Bamidbar Perikas Pazuches Mishmeris Trumasi. It's in Korach, Parshas Korach. You must be Shomer Truma, not destroy it. That's one svara. The Rash Misirlio, Fushlein Lirash, Rash Misirlio says, we learn from the Pazuket Truma, Achila. It says the word Achila by Truma, and what's the Drasha? Achila Velola what? What is the Drasha? Achila Lola Hefsin. Okay?
In Russia, it's a Sfara or it's a Pasuk?
Both are saying it's a Pasuk. Question is, what's the Pasuk? Okay, the Kiryat Sefer says it's what? Mishmir Shumasi, the Rash Sirilio. It's not the regular Rash. Rash is a Rishon. The Rash Sirilio is one of the Gedolei Achronim. Late Gedolei Achronim. And he says it's because it says in the Pasuk, Achilo. Vachar Yochom in Akotchim. Or Hu Yochobo. Or Heim Yochol Belachmo. And therefore it says, L'achil of Lola Hefsin. Where do you see this in the sugya? What do we say, Usher? A date of Truma you can smash down, but you can't make it into beer. That's viewed as destroying it. Rashi said, Kolzman, that it's Truma, it's not Hefsin, because the pri is still Kayim, yes? And the Shidim Megubetza says, that's why it's Usher to make beer out of it. Because when you make beer out of it, you be Masit Lagamri. Second of all, is this Usher even for a Kohen? Yes. Oh, what do you mean? A Kohen can eat Truma? That doesn't allow him to destroy it. Even a Kohen's usher to destroy Truma. Please get that, we said. Kohen can't make it into beer either. You're destroying the Truma, okay? Can't just say, oh, I have a right to eat, I can do with it. You can't do with it. It's Kodesh to it. That's number what? 20. What'd you say, Sam? Okay, that's 20. 21. What is the Machlok Yisholim Gabi Truma? Give the whole Mahalath. So, it's very clear we had a Machlokes. What is Truma talking about? Rashi says it is Ketushim Ksas. It is somewhat smashed up. The blatant diuk in Rashi is that if you make it a complete paste, then the bracha would not be a hetz, it would be a what? A shahakol. And the Ra'ah and the Shita Megubetza say the same thing. The only time we say Masayo Kami, if it's not Nisrasik Lagamri. If it's Nisrasik Lagamri, guys, it's done. It loses its surah and it's a shahakol. This is the Rashi with the Ra'ah and the Shita Megubetza. Okay? And what corroborated this is the psak of the Trumas Adeshin in Simin Choftes was asked about jam, like jam or jelly, like Nate was asking about. They made it out of cherry jam. They cook it up and they nemuch it legamri. And lemaisa, what was the Trumas Adeshin's psak? Shahakol, because it's not ketushim ksas. I think, like Nate said, there are different types of jams. I'm talking about the jam that's totally like jam. You know, you can't see the cherries in it. And in that case, it lost its what? Lost its surah, and they prove from Rashi it's a shahakol. Okay? That's one approach in the Rishonim. Comes along the Rambam and says, not that way. The Rambam says, exactly like Jacob just said, Perechas alach adalad, Yirmiyachan biyad, took out the seeds and make them like Isa. So the Beis Yosef says, that's ha'etz. I don't care if you make it Merusik Lagamri. It's still Mumasayo Kaimi. The Trumas Adeshin comes out against the Rambam. So the Drish and the Magen Rambam say, relax. There's a big difference. In the jam is totally what? Smashed up. It's like a Shem Mashka. It's like a Mashka a little bit almost. That's why the Trumas Adeshin should shakel. When the Rambam was talking about a case where the Tzura of the Tamar Mar still can be seen a little bit, even though he said Ki'isa. Remember, we said it's a little bit difficult, but that's what the Drish and the Magen of Rome want to say, halacha lemaisa. So, yes, Sam.
Would Rashi say, would Rashi agree with Rambam then? In that case, it was like still.
Well, no, we developed some machlekes Rashi against the Rambam. But the last Nakuda we're saying is that maybe the Rambam is. No, there still would be a machlekes. There still would be a machlekes. But when the Rambam said ki'isi, he meant you could still see the tzur of it. You can still see the tzura of the berries.
If it was completely crushed up and you couldn't see anything, then it would be shahakol.
Yes, that's why the Trumas Adeshin is going to be considered good with the Rambam. But I'm just saying the push-up shot of the Rambam is that the Rambam holds once you flatten it, it's always a shahakol. Now we're developing grades within the Rambam to save that the Trumas Adeshin should be like the Rambam. Okay, you got that? So it turns out now you're making a good point. There are basically three madregas. Okay. All right, that answers number what? 21. Yes, let's repeat it, the whole thing again of 20. Rashi and the Shinim Gubetzis, Rashi and the Ra'ah and the Shinim Gubetzis say that it's Ketushim Ksas. That's why it's Mosal Kami Seitz. What does that imply? That if you smash it completely, what bracha will be? A shahakal. And the Chumash Edition bears that out by saying by jam of a berry where you can't see the berry at all, it's a shahakal. So the Rambam, though, we said, says you make in the Isu Seitz. Seems like the Rambam's against all that. So how does the Rambam square with the Chumash Edition? So the Mogen Rambam and Drisha say that even in the Chumash Edition's case, so we're talking about it's totally smashed, it's like a mashka. The Ram would agree with that, that's a shakal. When the Ram said kisa, it's still, you can still see the tzur of the berry a little bit. Okay? The tzur of the date. So that's developing a new grade in the Ramah. Okay, that brings us to number 20. That was 20? Sorry, that was 21, 22. And this is the sikum. Please get that. There are three madregas in Prish Nisasrik. Tasbiro, Tom. Let's get it. Three madregas, like Sam and Akiva were asking. Number one. Noam, please, let's get it. Number one, Nisasrik Lagamri, and it's not Nikar whether the Tzur is Pri. What is the Din? According to the Drish and the Magen Rambam, everyone agrees the Brach is what? Everyone. When I say everyone, even the Rambam agrees Shahakal. According to Beis Yosef, what would the Rambam say? No, according to the Beis Yosef, the Rambam holds a Eitz. Isa. The simplest reading, Eitzah. You got that, Gavriel? That's the simplest reading of the Rambam. Yes. The lowest madrega, where you smash it up and there's no tzuris apri at all. According to the Drisha, the Magen Avraham, everyone agrees, even the Rambam, that would be a shakal. But according to Beis Yosef, what would the Rambam hold? In that case, Haetz. Rashi would say what? Rashi would say shakal in that case. You got that? That's according to the Beis Yosef. So that's number one level. Number two, Nisasik Lagamri, but there's still a tzuris pri. What would the Drisha hold? Everyone, the Drisha says, everyone says you say what? It's Nikar Tzuris Apri. Everyone will just say H, right? However, what would the Beis Yosef say? That in that case, the Rambam and Rashi argue still as well. And what would be the Din? According to what? According to Rashi, what would be the din? In other words, it's the Sazan of the Gamma. What would Rashi be the Din? Shakal, excellent. According to the Rambam, Ha'etz, excellent. And then the third level is what? Nisrase Ksas, which is the way Rashi was Masbir the Gemara, Lamaisa. And what's that case? Everyone agrees what? Eitz. Excellent, guys. So please get that. What's the Maskar of Mishnah Brura? You remember that? What are we? That's number what? That was number 22, 23. What's the Maskar of Mishnah Brura? The guy with Primusuk? No? Sifkar Membeis. Remember we said it? Simon Reish Dalit. Pre Shinisrasik. Pre that smashed. Mishnah Brura said, if it's Nisasrik Lagamri, but there's some mushes there, and it's Nikar like Madrega 2, you say a what? Borei Priya Hates. If there's no mushes like Madrega 1, and there's no mushes of the Pri there, and it's not Nikar at all, what bracha? Shahakol. Because why? The Gemara says that Dafmem Shahakol is the bracha Kolelis. You're always going to be good. Halacha Lamaisen, he says, he would suggest in that case, he says, even though there are some shittas that say what? Ha'etz. But the bottom line is that what? You should go with the shakal in that case. Halach l'maisa. So again, if
the drisha of how the drisha understands.
Right. Well, basically, Mishnah Brura is saying, if it's the sasik lagamri like Madrega Beis, right? What bracha do you say? If it's the sasik lagamri, you say what? It's Nisasrik Lagamri, but it's a dying nick. No, Nisasrik Lagamri, but it's Nikar Apri. You say Bray Pray Eitz. Okay? That's the first din of Mishnah Brura. Then if it's not Mamasha Shopri, and it's not Nikar Kadreg Aleph, then Lechachili says Shakal. Even though, according to the Rambam in that case, if he shows who said, he said Eitz.
It's like the opinion of Rashi according to Drisha.
The opinion of Rashi according to the Drisha. The opinion of Rashi according to the Drisha. Why you say that?
Because he holds that Rashi says Shahakal by the first level.
Yes.
And Ha'etz by the second level. And the third level also Ha'etz.
The first level is Shahakal. That's like Rashi.
Right.
Yes.
And the other two are
the second level is what? Right. Is Yisrasik Lagamri. And it's Mamashos Kayim. That's Madrega Beis. That depends, Nate. Drisha, that depends. The Drisha said everyone would say AIDS. Okay, you're right. I hear you. You're right. Very good. Excellent. Okay. We said according to Beis Yosef, that would be a Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. That's why you're saying that. Correct. I agree. Very good. Okay, that's 23. 24. What is the relationship? Yachas' relationship between Primer Rusak Lagamri and Lehefshid Truma. It's a very good question. Right? Why does it say it's also only to make it into beer? I don't understand. If you take the approach of the Rashi, yes, Sam? That what? That if you make him Rusak Lagamri, what's the bracha? Shahakal, aren't you destroying it? Why doesn't the Gemara say it's also to make it into Trima? Why did it say it's only also to make it into beer? Everyone hear that kasha? It's a great kasha. The Taz asked that kasha. It's a great kasha. You got that, Yecheskel? If you hold that when you make it into paste, it drops the shahakol, isn't that destroying truma then? Why does it say it's only also to make it into beer? Sam, you got this? That's the Taz's kasha. Very great kasha. Should have asked it myself. Right? So the Nar Shalom says the following answer. We had two answers. I want you to get it. Nar Shalom says, I want you to know something. The standards are different between Brach and Truma. Even though it is mutter to smash it into a paste because the pre is still kayim, that's not called Hefset Pri. Legabi bracha, it lost its bracha because it's no longer called Shem Pri anymore. It's Panim Chadash Balakan. Basically, the standard of Truma and the standard of bracha Asher are much different from one another. In order to say the bracha, you need to say what? Pri Adama. And when you smash it, you're not be able to. There's no pre there where you can say pre adam. You got that, Gavriel? That is the answer of who? The Nar Shalom. Okay. What's the other answer? Birkas Arosh and the Merume Sada, the Nitziv. Birkas Arosh and the Nitziv say like this. I want you to get it. Very sharp as well. They say it is usher to make it into what? It is usher to make it into paste. It is usher to make it into paste. So why did Rav Ashi say that? Amazing. He wanted to say a bigger chiddush. What's the bigger chiddush? Because I want to tell you something. When you make something into beer, the beer is what? When you make it into beer, you're improving it. Just like when you make something into wine. People like beer. Maybe it's better. The wine's better than the grapes. Maybe the beer's better than the hops. Maybe I don't view that as what? Gavriel, maybe I don't view that as destroying truma. What's the answer? It is called. What's the din? Maybe I would have thought it's not considered to be destroying truma. Yes? Maybe I would have thought it's not considered making beer. Kamash Mulan, then making beer is also what? Making beer is also what? What is making beer? Is also a problem of destroying truma as well. It goes without saying the paste is usher betruma. So why didn't he say it? Why not? I really didn't say it because it's the Dover Pashit. The Kiddush was out of thought beer was okay. Kamash Mulan, that beer is also usher. So there's a big difference between the two terutzim. The Nar Shalom says what? Making a date that's truma into paste is what? Is mutter. According to the Birkas Rosh and the Nitziv, it's what? Usher. It's usher. Please get that. It will be usher. Okay. Everyone got that clear? That's a very big difference. Halacha lomaisa. It's a very ingenious way to read the Gemara. But he says, it goes without saying making the truma is usher. I would have thought beer is mutter. Kamash Mulan, beer is usher. Okay, that's 24. 25. What is the relationship, Yachas, between pre-Merusik Lagamri and Lishlokas? What's the difference between pre-Merusik Lagamri and Shlokas? What should be the difference? What do I mean, what should be the difference? Shlokas is still what? Pre-Pri Adama. Why, Lamaisa, when it's Merusik Lagamri, according to Shitas Rashi, we said, it drops the Shahakal. What should be the difference? When you cook, Shlokas remained. Shlokas, the bracha remains Adama. So why would Merusik Lagamri will change the shakel? Oh, we said according to the Rush. One second, according to the Rush, what bracha do you say? The Rush says what? The Rush says when it's Bray Praetz, the Rambam Shito also. When it's Merusik Lagamri, you say Bray Praetz. So what's going on here, Lamaisa? Right? Why is Rashi imply when you're Kotesh Ksas, that's when it's AIDS? Implying that what? That halacha lamaisa, halacha lamaisa can be a shakel. So what's the pshat? If shlokos is a brei pri adama, so why should it drop the shakel?
This is only a question of Rashi.
Yes, only a kasha on the Rashi. So one answer is to say Rashi is really lav davka. Okay, it's the derech to make it cut up a little bit. But the same applies whether it's Lishtan Lagamri. Meaning her whole diuk in Rashi is wrong. We don't say when it's Rusik Lagamri drops from the Eitz to Shaka. The whole Rashi was just describing what's the derech of usually using that's cut up a little bit. But the same din would be Rashi would agree via Eitz. That's a big chiddush. Basically, you're turning around Rashi. We thought it's Homaklej Rashi and Rambam. Rashi with the Shittim Kupetz and the Rosh Shittim Kupetz. The Taz says, no, you don't read Rashi correct. The Rosh says you say Eitz on it. Rashi would say Eitz as well. Halach Lamaisa. So what you said in Rashi is the Diuk is wrong. Okay, that's a bit Kiddush. But I want you to know it. That's what the Taz says. You got me? But we weren't comfortable with that. The Taz got a lot of door. But okay, other Rishonim don't hold like that. So we need another answer. So we gave an answer from the Tila L'David. The Tila L'David says, okay, there's a big difference. The Tila L'David says, by Shlokos, the Gufa Pri does not change. That's why it remains a Brei Pri Adama. Therefore, on its liquids, you'll say a Brei Pri Adama as well. Halach L'maish, the water's like the Pri. But when you talk about smashing dates, the Gufa Pri changes. And therefore, the Bracha will be a Shahakal. That was the answer to the Tila L'David. It's a big difference. That when it comes to what? When it comes to Shlokos, the Guf, a priest still remains. That's what he wanted to tain it. And therefore, since it still remains, that's why it retains the bracha of what? Of Brei Pri Adama. Okay. That answers number 25. Let's go to Shir 4, number 1 of Chazar. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay, we got it? Chlorkite. Let's go. Let's push. Okay? The schedule tomorrow is 9:00 to 9:30 Bezrat Hashem Parsha. 10 o'clock in the class, we'll have the Bechina till 12. You think you get a good lunch? And then 1:05 we'll have Shir, okay? Bezrat Hashem, until 2:20, okay? The topic, I was thinking we'll do a different topic in Maseches Brachos that we had. Something in the Maseches, maybe Berakas HaTorah, I was thinking. We didn't speak about Berakas HaTorah yet this semester. Okay, here we go. What is the Shakar and the Tari of Shtita? So Gemara presents a Machlokes at first glance to Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Shahakal, Shmuel says Adama. So Shmuel says Mezoinis. Rav Chisda says, don't worry, it's not a machlekes. Blila Ava is a mezoinis. Blila Raka is done for Rafu, it's a shahakol. Then Rav Yosef asks a kasha from a brisa, Vishavin. What's Vishavin mean?
Equal.
What does that imply?
That there was a machlekes
before. Excellent, Jacob. There was a machlekes before. What was the machlekes legabe? Lush. You remember that? According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, over Lush, just pouring the water in. According to Rav Yosef Yehuda, you have to what? You have to mix it together, so that's why we do a lot of shinuyim. You do the back of the spoon, you do a crisscross, halacha lemaisa. But that's what v'shavin is, but everyone agrees, they're able to mix it up. That shows Tosas is talking about raka, and if it's for refua, and we're drinking zesam amitzri, what do we say zesam amitzri was? You guys remember? Excellent. Or it was used to either get rid of shulshul or get rid of constipation, correct? That's correct, word for both. That's correct. It's a type of food that does both. It's a type of food that does both, we said. Correct. But lamaisa, what does it mean? How do you do this? It's done for refuah lamaisa. You're allowed to mix it up together. Jesus says, if it's refuah, refuah is asar on Shabbos. Why is refuah asar on Shabbos? Xera what? Tolkien. Who's the only guy that can take a refuah, take a pill? A chol l'shem sakana. Oh, a kol shekhen, a chol sakana. It's aver. Chol l'shem sakana. You have to be defined. What's the definition of chol l'shem sakana? Well, what is the definition? He has to stay in bed. He can't function properly. If a guy's a little bit of a headache, he's walking around fine, you shouldn't take an Advil or a Tylenol. Unless you have to stay in bed, we said. But how could this be happen? How could it be? So Gemara said, two terutzim. Gemara says, he has kavanah to eat achila and refua, that's fine. Lishnachrina, he only has kavanah l'achila and refua is memeila. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Chiddush is, I would think, only for achila and refuah v'meila. But if you do it l'chachila for refuah, maybe there's no bracha? Just like we had earlier by what? By the enigra and kamash m'lan, you get hana, and therefore you say bracha. That's the shakna v'tariya. And we point out the difference between the two lashonas are what? That if you have kavana for refuah and achila, it's fine. If you have kavana for only for refuah, the first lashon will say it's asr. And the second lashon says, if you have kavana for what? Kavana for achila lemaisa, it's fine. Refuah be melech, but if you have kavana for refuah mamish, it's aser. Remember we said that. Remember the nafkamina to the two lashonos. You better get that part of the shakla tarya. Nate, you got it?
Yeah, just want to make the distinction also with the fact that the whole bai bruka thing is only on the weekday, not on Shabbos. Right. The whole last part of the gemara with the three from the
rav. Right. Right. We said that was if you took it what if you took it lemaisa on that you'd have a havamina. You're only doing it for water for refuah. So it wouldn't be what? You wouldn't say a bracha. Right? We didn't want to be mechalek. We did not want to be mechalek between different days. Well, we didn't want to be mechalek between the days. The havamina of the Gemara, Lamaisa, the havamina of the Gemara is that we're talking about a situation where what? We're hacha here, legabe the bracha. We said we didn't mechalek to the days. When you do it, when you're having the bracha, which is refuah kumachavin, Lamaisa, would have a havamina of be a chilu. Can't be mechalek to the days. Remember we said that?
It's not mechalek to the days. It's whether it's shari to be eaten on Shabbos or not. This is not shari to be eaten. So if it's on weekdays, this thing is not mechalek to be eaten Shabbos, and this thing happens to have the bracha of by roof that was from Shabbos.
Okay, but is it for refuah or not, Lamaisa?
It's 100% for refuah. It can only be eaten on weekdays, so that's what we're saying. It has to be on weekdays.
Okay, but because if it's for refuah, it's solely going to be also on Shabbos. So you're saying that because of that, there's a difference. But in general, like remember, learned the Tzitz by Tzlaf, you can't have a bracha on the Kafrisin, one in Chutzlar, one in Tzor. Correct. Excellent. Okay. So everyone got the Shak of the Tarya? Okay, that's the Shak of the Tarya. That's number one. Number two, what is the Machlaj Rishonim, why we say Shtika Raka is a Shakal? So we had two approaches from Rishonim. Please get it. Tosfos and the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina say because it's a mashket. Remember the Tosfos? No, let's get it down. We said that the bottom Tosfos, if you look in the Bach, I think it was the Bach, yeah. The Bach said when you do the Tos Duvsha, look in the bottom Tosfos. Because Tosfos works with that as far as a mashket. You got that? So Belila Raka, Ashtita is a Shahakol, and the reason being is because it is considered to be a mashket. Not because of refuah. It's considered to be a mashke. Even though the Lashon of the Gemara is more mashke than refuah, but they work with the notion that it's a mashke. Yes?
Translation of Lila is a mixture?
Yes. Like a mixture, yes. Raka is soft and Ava is thick. However, that was whose approach? Taisa Rabbeinu Yonah. Who argues? The Rashba and the Ra'ah say Beferish not to. It's because it's refuah. It's because it's refuah, it drops to a shahakol. Anything that is done to refuah, it is a shakal. Plain and simple. Now we said if you look up the Ram never mentions refuah. So we said even if it's not made refuah, it seems like the Ram is more like Tosus and Rabbeinu Yonah. But we said that the Meiri and Rabbeinu Manoach and the Lecha Mishnah say pshat in the Ram, he meant the refuah. He meant the refuah. Yes, Nate.
Doesn't it seem like the Pesach Shabbos Gemara is that it's because refuah? Because we said at the end that you might have thought that it's
right, but it's put in the landscape of refuah pasha. We're going to get to it.
How would you say there is? You wouldn't think there's no bracha on it if it's a mashke.
We'll see how to read the Gemara. We're going to get to it. I'm just saying those are the two reasons Lamaisa that want you to know why it's Iraq. We'll get to how we read in the Gemara. Okay, Lamaisa. We'll get to how we read in the Gemara. All right. We'll get to it right now. Okay. Let's get to it right now. We're still in that question number two. So Nate's saying, what's the pshat in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says you're doing the shtita l'refuah. It says, raka l'refuah kavdale. How do you deny that, right? It seems like the second pshat in the Rishonim is the best, right? Which is who? The Ra'ah and the Rashba. How did Tamid Rabbi know to reread the Gemara? So we said it was just a simen. It was just a simen. You know what a simen is? It wasn't a siba. It was a simen. It was a simen that it's made what? If it's made l'refuah, it's raka. But that's not the time of the shahakol. Even if you would make a lamazah of lola refuah, what would be the bracha? Shahakol. Because it's what? It's a mashke. Even if you do a lamazah of lola refuah, it would be a shahakol. That's how you read the Gemara. The Gemara is a simit. The phrase rak l'refuah ka'avdalei, lamaisa, is considered to be what? It's considered to be, that's the schiddish lamaisa. Okay? That's the way the Tosafot Peter Rabbeinu Yonah read it, Nate. That it's a simit. You follow me? It's a simit. Okay? What's wrong?
Talking about the end of the
Gemara. Yeah, what's wrong with the end of the Gemara?
We had the Tzuta thereof.
Yeah.
And he says the reason that we thought, because you might think that there's no bracha.
It's also a simon.
Why
just,
would you not think there's a bracha, but it's a mashke? You don't think there's no bracha, but it's because of the Arachafua.
You mean that last line you think is clearly going that way? I mean, how would he reread that last line,
How would he read it the other way?
How would he read that last line? That's a good kasha. Did we deal with that in Shir?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did. That's a very good kasha. What do you do with the last line you're saying? Mm-hmm. There's the last line seems to imply Achid Rafu, you wouldn't say a bracha at all. That's the only reason why you wouldn't say a bracha. Okay, good kasha. Let me think about it. Maybe we'll be able to answer with the next question. Okay, let's see. How do we pasken on this? Please get it. In number one, very good kasha, Nate. How do we pasken on this?
Well,
Which approach do we go like? The Rama writes, any type of mirkachas, which is not the derech of brim to eat, what bracha do you say? Shahakol. So that gets the impression, like the Rashba and the Ra, that it's a refuah issue. And the Mishabura basically says, the askamas of gedol achronim, is we say the bracha haru'uya, like the shitas of what shitas atayis. So Mishabura seems to go against the Rama, that all the gedol achronim say the bracha is what? We don't go with this notion of refuah. We go with the theory of being in a mashke, and therefore in this situation, Lamai said, don't give me this business. Anything you eat refu automatically drops a shakel. Maskamas of Gedol Achrom is against the Rama. The Rama seems to hold, Rama holds like who? The Rashman, the Ra, and the Askamas of Gedol Achrom means what? They learn like who? Tulsus and the Rabbeinu Yonah, who say what? The only reason why shtit is a shakel is because the what? Ashka. But in situations where you're eating other things for refuah, what will the bracha be? The bracha that it normally gets. The fact that it's refuah won't change the bracha. You cop what I just said? Again, which one of the approaches are we paskin like? The Ramosses were going like this issue of what? The issue of refuah. Anytime you take some refuah, it drops as a shakel. That's like the Rosh Mondor Ah. But the Haskamas of Gedol Achronim Shabbos is against that. The reason why Shtita Raka we say a shakel is because why? It's a masker. But in the cases of refuah, if you eat something the same refuah, it'll get the bracha that it is. Refuah won't change the bracha. That's a very big nafkamin in Ladina. Okay. Fine. That answers number one, two, three. What is the proof from a nigron, legabi refuah, and how is this makusha with Shtita? So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say the following. Do not prove that refuah turns into shakel. That's l'shitoso. Because what does Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say? Why do you say shakel on shtita raka? Mashke. Not because of refuah. And how does he prove it? He proves it from the Mishnah Shabbos. The Mishnah Shabbos says, kol ochel and ochel on Shabbos l'refuah. Anything that you do l'refuah doesn't touch the bracha. So Rabbi Kivager says, well, why don't you prove from a nigron? What did it say by a nigron? If you drink the nigron l'refuah, what bracha do you say? What bracha do you say? Ha'etz. Why don't you bring a raya from there? Why do you got to bring a raya from the Mishnah and Shabbos? Bring a raya from the Gemara Lamed Vav and Aleph and Brachas that says if you do something in refuah for what? The bracha keeps the bracha, you say ha'etz. So the Rashba says the following. Please get it. The Rashba says, he asks, Lefishi Toso, that you say on Shtita Sha'akol because it's a refuah, who cares whether it's refuah? I understand that what you're not going to get a mizonos, but why should it drop it from an adama? Give me an example. Kimke dechiti. What did Rav Yudah say? What did he say, Rav Yudah? Adama. And don't tell me because of refuah you say a shakal. Look at the anigron case. We still say eight, and you're doing it for refuah. So Rashba basically is asking the same type of kashas as Rabbi Kivager is asking. Why does refuah change anything? The bracha should remain the same. So I want you to get this. Yes, but he's asking on himself, Lamaisa. Why? That is the reason. But he said, why does it change it? We have cases where what? It doesn't change it. So he says, don't give me the business. He says, a nigron is much different because there are guys that drink borscht with oil in it, shalol refuah. There are a lot of guys who do that. And when they do it, shalol refuah, that nigron, the borscht is the ikker. You don't say, hey, it's just adama. But if you're drinking the refuah, then what becomes the ikker? The shemen becomes the ikker. And then the bracha is a eitz, because that's the derech to do it. The derech to do it, Lamaisa, is to do it even when it's not l'refuah. But shtita is only drunk l'refuah. No one drinks shtita raka. What is it made of? You guys know what it's made of? What is it made of? What is the shtita made of? The oil, the honey, right? What else? Right, the oil, the honey, exactly that. Only drinks shtita raka for refuah. Therefore, the bracha drops all the way to shakel because there's no ikra hana. There's no ikra hana in the shtita raka. That's what the Ra says himself. He says, by a nigron, if you put shemen by a nigron only a little bit more than regular, it'll be a eitz, even though it's l'refuah. Because a lot of people drink this stuff, even if they're not sick. But when you put a lot of shemen in it, where it's no longer achila, and that's only royal l'refuah, in a chanami, the bracha will drop all the way to shakel. So that's the shtikel Torah I want you to get. There's a tremendous chiddush. Even if you learn like the Rashba, he says that it's refuah drops into shakel. What type of things? Things that are exclusively had for refuah, that drops into shakel. But if it's eaten outside shalom refuah, it'll get its bracha. Ha'etz or Adama, depending. Okay. That answers 3-4. What's the machleis tanakam reb nechemia? What bracha do you say on bread? Motzi or ha-motzi? Machleis reb nechemia. Reb nechemia says motzi lechem naretz. Chachamim say ha-motzi lechem naretz. The tanakam. Okay? You got it? Please get it. Someone tells you, they'll think you're nuts. You know what bracha you say on bread? Motzi lechem naretz. You're forgetting the hay, sir. Not a corner of nechemia. Right? So machleis tanoi. So that's 4 or 5. What are the three shitas legabi? What kavana? What are the three shitas legabi? What did you say, Akiva? You got it? Okay, that's 4 or 5. What are the three shitas legabi? Which kavana you need in the framework of brachas? So we said the following. We said that according to Rashi, you're always looking for past tense. Always the past. When you enunciate a bracha, you want to pronounce it in the past tense. That's according to Rashi. Piskei Rid, you want to look for the present tense. Shem's always helping us. And then if you hold like the tour, you're looking for the nusach in the future. And the tour had a whole different gears in our Gemara, you have to say. Oh, you have to say it had a whole new gears in the Gemara. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? The tour had the gears, so different gears, so you're looking for the future. Tzarech l'avarach ala havel. The Gemara says, land on Barema Reish is on the Avar. So you can't prove from Eish, because that's talking about Shishim Ebreishis. Okay? Can't prove that the Shar Birk is Nenin, we said. And it could be the Torah only said bread, you need a bracha ala havel. Maybe only on bread, that's what the Precious said. You need to praise that Kodesh Baruch on that. Okay, that's number what? 5, 6. What is the reason Tyson and Rush say why we say Hamotzi and how does this fit into the Gemara? So if I ask you, I want you to get this. There are 3 reasons why we say Hamotzi after it's all said and done. 3. Not just 1, not just 2, but 3. Number 1, in order not to mix up the osios. Motzi, Brochat Hashem al-Kinem ha-olam, ha-olam, mem sofit, motzi lechem nar. So I need a Hamotzi. That's number 1. Number 2, it's better to say hamotzi because the lashon avar hove v'asid has all 3. The word hamotzi can mean present, can mean past, present, and future. And number 3, when you say brachas, it should be nikar that you're a talmid chacham, you know what you're doing. And don't play always. You should show that you know what you're doing. And I'm saying we paskel at the chacham. Those are the 3 reasons total, what I want you to know. And the only problem is that Tosfos and Rosh say it's L'arv of Osios. How do you fit that in the Gemara? That's Yerushalmi. The Bavli didn't say that. The Bavli says L'ash Over. So the Rashba saved the day. He was Masber how the Yerushalmi can fit into the Bavli. Remember that? The reason why the Rabbanan say Amotzi is because it means the past tense. Right? Why does Amotzi mean the past tense? L'maisa? Because it's better to say Hamotzi and not Motzi. Why? If they both mean past tense, what's the difference? If they both mean past tense, what's the difference? What's the answer? Hamotzi has something over what Hamotzi. What is that? Hamotzi gets rid of the osios being mixed together. That's how he fit it into the Gemara. Okay, good. They're both past, so why does the Gemara say Hamotzi's better? So you have to say the Gemara, between the lines, the Bavli understood Iruv Osios as well. I understand, but the Gemara didn't elucidate, but we said the Gemara understood that. That's not a Rosh was Mazma the Gemara. It's Mazma or Gemara like the Yushami. When the Gemara says the time of the Rabban is Hamotzi, is because Mashma L'Shavar, right? Hamotzi means also L'Shavar, but the Gemara was also assuming it's better because of what? Iruv Osios. Not just Al-Shavar. You have to read it into the Gemara. Okay, that was number 6. 7. Why Bahamotzi, underline again, are you not worried about that? Brachat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. You should still pause, but we weren't worried about that. So why weren't we worried about that? So the terence is that it's based on a pasuk. Okay? Tosfos says, the pasuk says, Lohotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. In Barchi Nafshi, Kapitel Kuf Dalet, says, Lohotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. We're just echoing the pasuk. So if the pasuk wasn't worried about it, we shouldn't be either worried about it as well. Right, but we could change a bracha, but we want to echo the bracha based on that, and therefore also there's no, it's impossible to make another nusach, right? Because we're locked in with the pasuk, You know, you can't be misakin nuskah motzi mina arts lechem.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it is. It's not possible because why? It's not the derech to mention there's something at the end. Remember we said that? Like we don't say bore min ha'etz pri. You don't say motzi mina arts lechem. You just don't do the topic to be the last word. So it is impossible to misakin another nusuch. So we're not worried about irub osios. Okay. Yes, you got that. That answers which one? Seven. Eight. What do we say on the klal of Birkosov Shal Adam? You remember that? That you should display the fact that you know what you're doing with brachas. So we said there's a problem. There's a problem with our Gemara. Numerous Gemaras we've seen throughout the semester in brachas in the semester, other Gemaras also. But we said this is a problem with Daf Nun. What is the problem with Daf Nun? The Gemara says, Nunam Rav, the Rafram Bar Papa said a Nusuch when they said, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Vorach, Lilam Voed, and Rava got upset with him. He scolded him. Right? He scolded him. So what do you mean, Lamaisa? I thought that, you know, you want to show with Berkos Hashem that you're Nicker, that you're a boor or a Tamachachim. You want to show you're a Tamachachim. So the Gemara says that Rava got upset with him. A person should say a bracha ofen that he's melamed people things. He's teaching people things. That's why it's better to say amotzi there. So then why was it? What was so bad that Rafram Bar Papa did that? Lamaisa. Remember, was a machlech of Bikir Rabbi Shmuel? Do you say a bracha Hashem as Hashem hamvorach or not? So Rava got upset with him. What do you mean he got upset with him? Why? What's wrong with what he did? So we said the following answer. Please get it. The Mishnah Chachamim says, written by the Ram Chagiz, Simonai and Beis, that was Betzibor. When it's Betzibor, a person should not change what's Muskum in the Rabbim. And therefore, since you should not change what's Muskum in the Rabbim, he did the wrong thing. But when you are doing in front of just Chachamim, not in front of the Balabatim, then you can do what? You can say a Nusuch that shows that you're a Tamachachim and that you know what you're doing. In our Gemara, they were just in front of Tamachachim. Over there was in front of Balabatim and the Tzibor, so it wasn't right what he did.
And Hamotzi is fine?
Hamotzi was fine because this story was in front of Chachamim. But if you're in front of Balabatim, then it's different. Because Balabatim don't understand what's going on, Lamaisa. And therefore, you need to be what? You can't be fancy with them. But in front of Talmud Chachamim, you can be what? Birkos Hashalom Nirkalo. Okay?
If you know what you have to do, right? Because that's what the
Torah says. It's talking about brachas. Talking about brachas here in the Tana. Okay? Talking about brachas. So in front of the Tzibor, you have to be worried about it. In front of Chachamim, it's different. That's the difference between Lamed Chesem Beis and Nuna Marav. Okay, we're up to number what? That was number eight. Number nine. What do we say about the klal yachid v'ram halach k'rab? Where does that appear in brachas? On daf tes, right? We said that on daf tes. I think it appears on daf tes, testament base, testament aleph rather. Now, what's the question? Question is, what do you have to come out in paskin hilchasa that we say amotzi? It's obvious halach k'rabim. Yachid Rav Halach K'Rabim. You have to go out of your way and say, Hilchasa what? That we say Amotzi? What is the need for that? It's obvious, no? Yeah, you got what I'm saying? Yachid Rav Halach K'Rabim. Yes. The Gemara here in Lamed Chesavei says, we pass on Hamotzi like the Chum against Rav Nechemia. What's the great shakes with that? Yachid Rav Halach K'Rabim. We know that, Klal. So we said the following. We said the answer is that of the two shitas, Rav Nechemia is more poshut in the psukim. Rav Nechemia is more poshut in the psukim than Motzi is better. He's the more poshut shot in the psukim that Hashem took us out of Sivlis Mitzrayim. And therefore, Lamaisa, you know, I would have thought maybe since it's such an overriding what? Raya to show like Rav Nechemia, maybe you go over, it would go override that cloud. Kamash Mulan, that's why the Gemara had to go out of its way and say we still pass on the Chachamim, and that's why Reb Zera said Hashmin in time Hashmin Hilchasa. That it's dover, that the pshat in the pasuk is the way the Chachamim Masbrit, and therefore that's the time we pass on the Chachamim. Okay, that's what we wanted the Tainer Reb Zera. If a Chacham would have said Lashon Amotzi, he's teaching the Lachas like the Chachamim, and we don't want to go like the Chemia, which is the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. We're saying that we're not going like that. Hashmin in time Hashmin Hilchasa. Okay, that answers number 9, 10. What is the hanhaga, the behavior, that Taisa said, Lagabi Amotzi? And what are the 10 mitzvahs that were Makam with Pas? We had a kasha on this, Lamaisa, but Taisa said, the hanhaga is the following. You should lift up both loaves with your 10 fingers. Correct. Excellent. With your 10 fingers. Lamai said that was on Hage. And you should lift it up with your 10 fingers and hold the bread, hold both loaves together. Okay? That was on Hage that Taisa suggested. Halacha Lamaisa. What did you say?
We also discussed
a pause?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We said that part. Lecha min arts, right? We said that before. Okay. Right? A melech ha'olam, right? You got to pause. It's also been lecha min arts. But Lamaisa, Taisus has this limud, okay? And Taisus says that you should hold it, the 10 fingers, connected the 10 words in the pasuk. What are the 10 words? Matzmiach chatzar lebehema ve'esav avdala lavodas ono lotzach min arts. Those are 10 words. Yes? Bless you. So you should hold the two loaves in the two hands, connected the 10 words. Fine. Everyone got that? I believe it's 10 words. Matzmiach chatzar lebehema is 3, esav is 4, lavoda 5, onam 6, lotzach 7, lechem 8, min 9, arts 10. Yes?
Do we not hold like that in Arab?
What'd you say?
Do we not hold like that today?
No, we hold like that. You should hold the two loaves. I hold the two loaves like that, like Tysus. Before I say I'm oats. That's correct.
So
we don't
like break it with our hands like that.
Mm-hmm. No, Lamaisu, he says, Yivatze Betzar Spotsov.
Doesn't he say break it?
He does say a Lashon. He does say a Lashon Yivatze. He does say a Lashon Yivatze. Should break with it seems to say like that, but if you, but it says in Shulchan Aruch supposed to use a knife, so we fulfill it by holding it. Okay, somebody pointed out then that I forgot who Lamaisa the Sakin. Okay, excellent. Okay,
I thought we're not supposed to rip it.
No, we usually said Shulchan Aruch a knife. You could rip it, but a knife. If you hold like Yavatsa, that's what it means. That's what he means. Okay, all right. Now also in this question. We said, what are the 10 mitzvahs that you fulfill with pas? Yes? What are the 10 mitzvahs, we said? Number one, the Isser of Charisha, Beshor, Vechamor. Number two, the Isser of Zriya, Kilayim. Number three, Lotaxim, Shor, Bedisho. You can't muzzle them. Number four, Leket. Number five, Shicha. Number six, Peah. Number seven, Truma. Number eight, Maestro Risho. Number nine, Maestro Sheni. And number 10, Chala. You want me to say them again? Okay. We said them before when we did originally. Isser Charisha of what? Shor v'chamor. Number one. Number two is Isser Zriya Kilayim. Number three is Lotaxim Shor B'Disho. You cannot muzzle it. Number four, Leket. Right? Leket is the stuff you leave over. Five, Shicha is the stuff you forgot. Six, Pay of the corners. Seven, Truma. Eight, Maisa Rishon. Nine, Maisa Sheni. And 10, Chala. Okay? Now, we also said that the Yushalmi says in Chalar, Reb Yitzchok grabbed the bread with 10 fingers and he spread out the 10 fingers to imply these 10 mitzvahs. But we also said from the Kobe there are 10 words in the Bracha of Amotzi connected these 10 mitzvahs. Yes? And connected the 10 words in the Pasuk. And Rabbi Manoach said on the Rambam that you should hold the bread with 10 fingers connected the 10 yigios that Adam Arisha worked on. Remember that? And then you point out what daf? Nun Vav?
No idea.
Someone show, look up the Gemara. Nun Vav, I think it was. You look, count it up. We were bothered by this. There are 11. There are 11 steps in the first of the 39 melachos. 11 steps are called Sidur Nepas. So why does it say 10? So I did look up the different girsas. What was it? Taf Nun Hay or Nun Vav? Come on, it was Nun Hay or Nun Vav. What was it? Okay. You remember what Taf was? Okay, let's continue now. Okay. You don't have the Gemara there? We had it right there. Someone look up the Gemara. I don't have my other one in the shots there. Give me your Gemara, Jacob, quickly. You seem to be going a little, you're not going light speed with this, Jacob, you know? You don't remember what Dava was? What did you say? It was Nun Hay. And I know you like turtles, I know you like turtles, you know? What is it? Nun? Was Nun Ches? Okay, good. Nun Ches. Was Nun Ches? Yes. Excellent, Jacob. Yeah, you count them up. Cherish, Chatzar. Excellent. Excellent, Jacob. Nun Ches and Aleph. Okay, very good. Okay. What number are we up to? That was 10, 11. Let's go, guys. Okay, come on. That was 10. We're up to 11. What is the Machlokas Rishonim Agave Bishalak Arafia? Please get this. This is going to be on the Bechinah. Okay? What is the machlokes rishon l'bishlach rafia? All these could be on the bechina. Okay? The Urayim held that bishlach rafia chayv skila. It's usher. Yesh bishlach rafia. If you take a piece of bread and you cook it, and a kli rishon, you be chayv skila with enim and asra. The Rav Yah argues, it says, ain bishlach rafia. It's considered like bishlach rabishl, and it might, it's an issur d'rabbanan, but you're not chayv skila. What was the raya of the Urayim? The raya of the Urayim is from a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, you're supposed to roast the korban Pesach. If you cook it after you roast it, you're chayav malchus. That's exactly like the din of Rabbi Yossi, that you're not yotz with cooked matzah on the Seder, because you bake the matzah and then you cook it. So that cooking destroys the baking. So if the cooking destroys the baking, we recognize yesh bishlach rafia. And therefore, what? It's not baked matzah. And therefore, if you what? If you cook the korban pesach after you roast it without water, cookies with water, you'd be chayiv. That is the raya of the Urayim. Okay? So there's a big machlokas you must know between the Urayim and the Rav Yah. We most poskim paskin like the Rav Yah, but there is a big chumrah, the Ramah says, to be machmer of the Urayim by a kli rishon, even by a kli sheni, some say. But Mikra did rov poskim like the Rav Yah. That's number 11.
Did we not say how the rug is out?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. 12. How does the Rav Yah docha the proof of the Urayim? The Rav Yah says, you forgot about our Gemara. Our Gemara says, bein in tam matzah v'leika. The only reason why Rabbi Yossi holds, if you cook the matzah after it's baked, it's bad, is because you no longer have the taste. But that's only because of the taste. But in general, cooking after a fee is a zero. The only reason why it messes up the matzah is because why? Gets rid of the tam. But in general, bishul is not good after a fiyah. Ain bishul achar fiyah. And the Beis Yosef writes, shlokos, what is the bracha of shlokos? Brei pri adama. What does that show? Halacha l'maisa. That shows that the dechiyah, the gemara, sticks. That the only reason why matzah is different, because you need tam matzah. Only legabe matzah we say it. We don't say legabe Shabbos. Because bishul doesn't transform it from being a raw vegetable to cooking. Cooking's no great shakes. Cooking doesn't deface a feeling, and cooking doesn't even change the bracha. Right? The gabi the brachas, the fact that it remains the same shows that bishul really doesn't move, doesn't create change so well. Okay, that was 12.
How does he get out of the karban?
What did you say?
How does the Rav Yah get out of the karban?
It's a good kasha. We said basically it's passing like a Gemara brachas against Pesachim. That's what you have to basically say. That we're ignoring the Gemara and what? We're ignoring the Gemara Pesachim. That's what basically you have to say. Okay, very good, Nate. That's 12. 13. What are the two terutzim that the Urayim would respond back? And how do we pass? We said already how we pass. We pass like the Rav Yah, Rav Poskim. Remember we said, how are you going to help out the Gemara with Tam Matzah? Remember that? How are you going to read our Gemara for the Urayim? So we had four answers, but I'm only asking for two. The first answer is the Bach, that the Gemara could have given another answer besides Tam Matzah. The Gemara could have said there's a difference between Bishul. And when it comes to what? Bishul is only mafki afia. By Yerakos, the Bishuls are not mafki anything. And the Gemara could have made his own chiluk that when it comes to what? Bishul, when it comes to Bishul, Bishul destroys the bread. When it comes to Yerakos, Bishul doesn't change a thing. So therefore, it comes out, Lamaisa, that the Urayim's raya from the Gemara Pesachim is beautiful now. Bishul's mafki afia and slia and even Shabbos. It's going to be usher. The only thing is that when it comes to what? When it comes to the vegetables, the bishul's not mafkia the time of the Urakos. And lemaisa, bishul's not mavata the time of the Urakos. But it is mavata the afia, and it's mavata the tzlia. So that would have been, why didn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara could have said it, the Bach says. Gemara was just giving another answer, tam matzah. That's the Bach. What does the Bach son-in-law say, the Taz? The Taz basically give two terutzim, but the one terutz is that only when it comes to Ilchos Shabbos do you need a taste change. And Bishul does that. So Bishul's Mavatl, the Tam Matzah, and therefore in Shabbos it's considered to be Bishul.
Shabbos.
Yes, Legabe Ilchos Shabbos. Legabe Tzlia, we don't care about the Tam of Tzlia, we care about the Metzias. And that's why Taisa says in Sochim that Lamaisa, if you hold Bishul Achar Tzlia, we don't hold to the Gemara by us, that tam matzah. Because Tzlia HaPesach doesn't need tam. So the Gemara still compares Bishul Achar Tzlia, Lamaisa, to the din of what? To the din of matzah Mevushelis. So therefore, the Taz says that when it comes to what Hichel Shabbos, Bishul makes a difference. Because Bishul makes a taste and change. By Tzlia, you don't need to have a taste and change. Okay? You don't have to have a change in the taste. That was the answer. Then he says, even furthermore, maybe the Ram doesn't hold like Tosus. Maybe you need a change in taste for what? For Tzlia as well. And the Gemara is making the comparison very well. And we hold from Reb Yossi that Bishul is Mafki, the time of Afia, the time of Tzlia, and we hold across the board, Yesh Bishul Akar Afia. Because it changes the taste of both. Halacha L'maisa. Yeah, and there's, the Taz is saying that at the end of the day, L'maisa, Bishul does cancel Afia, because Bishul and Shabbos changes the taste. And also, by Tzliya, by Korban Pesach, you need to also change the taste. And Bishul also changes the taste. And therefore, you need the taste of Tzliya. And therefore, that's why we recognize that Bishul Achar Afia. You could say it. You could say that we don't hold like that, Taisim Sochem. Taisim Sochem said that the sheet that holds Bishul Achar Tzliya does not hold the Ar Gemara, that he only said it by Matzah. So Machleik is like we said in Sugyas. But you don't have to necessarily say that. You could say that we don't hold like Taisus, and we hold that what? That the taste is changed. Bishul changes the taste of Afia, Bishul changes the taste of Tzliya, and therefore we recognize, the Taz says, that the Arayim is very good, Yesh Bishul Achar Afia, in terms of tasting, and therefore you're Chayiv. The Taz teaches us how the Arayim rereads our Gemara.
Right.
And therefore, being in Tamatz of the Lake is saying that Bishul messes up the taste. And in Hilchos Shabbos, you need the taste to be changed.
Does it taste even by Tzli?
Yes. According to the second shot of the Taz.
Oh,
the
two shot in there?
Yes. The Taz says that Tosim Sakim says the Sugyas Chalukas. And we're going like the what?
Second shot?
That's the first shot.
Okay.
The second shot is saying against Tosim Sakim that we hold Yesh Bishul Achar Afia, that the taste is changed no matter what. Both for purposes of what? Both for purposes of Shabbos, which is our Gemara, and both for purposes of Matzah, which is our Gemara, and both for purposes of Korban Pesach, which is Tzliya and Pesachim. Okay?
So according to the first shot, that Tosfos and Pesachim holding that Sugyas are arguing, we say that the Bishul affects the Tama, not by Tzliya.
Yes, because what is the standard in Hilchos Shabbos? The change of taste.
Right.
And Bishul does that to Afia.
But not by Tzliya.
Right, not no, by Tzli we don't care. Right. By Tzli it's an issue of Metzius. And therefore we don't look at the two sugyas together. We focus on our Gemara, and our Gemara is talking about what? Matzah, and it's also will be germane to Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. Then he says, the second Mishnah says, forget about Taisim Sochem. Iran doesn't have to hold like Taisim Sochem. We hold that Bishul changes the taste by Afia, both in Hilchos Shabbos and Matzah, and in Hilchos Korban Pesach too as well. Yes, that's correct. Those are the two ways. We had three and four, but Lamaisa, we're giving you only two to know how the Taz, how the Urim, we read our Gemara. Okay? And as we pass, we say, Mikra din, ain't Bishul Achar Afia, but there is a Chumrah of the Urim, both by Klisha and Klisheni. Okay. 14. What is the din by Bala Matzah? What is the din by Bala Matzah, Matim, imadin, bein in ta Matzah, Malaika? I thought Bala Matzah, Yotze. Gemara says, Ipsach, Kuf Ted Vamiz. You swallow the Matzah, Yotze. If you yotze, I thought you need tam matzah meaning. If you swallow, you don't taste it. So that was a very strong kasha. So what was the answer that we gave? So we said for the miri, as long as you have potential, call a royal bile and bile makevisbo. As long as you have potential to taste, you don't have to actually physically taste it. When you mix the korban mincha with the oil, as long as you have the ratio 6 to 1, 60 to 1, it's fine. Even if you don't mix it, it's still good. Okay. And we said a different shot, according to the Pnei Yeshua, in the name of the Rosh, that matzah has to have a shem lechem. It didn't literally mean you have to have tam matzah. When you cook it, the shem lechem goes away. So that's why you're not yotze. It doesn't literally mean tam matzah. It meant that you need to have a shem lechem. That's what we said. Remember we said for a ben yonah? We never find anywhere you need to have tam matzah. All you need is lechem oni. You need lechem oni. That's what aniyah means. When it's cooked in water, it loses its matzah aniyah. It's ashira. It's rich man's bread. Didn't literally mean taste. Okay? That answers 14. Okay. We have to go from 15 to 20 we still gotta do, Lamaisa. 15 to 20 we still gotta do. What'd you say? Yeah, let's go, let's do a few, two more minutes and we'll finish up, okay? All right, let's get it. Okay? I want to start. Let's do 19 and 20 quickly. 19? Okay? You got 19? Tosus on Lamed Chesem at Beis, quarter of Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rif. What was the Machlokes? Stuff that's better when it's raw, and then you what? Then you cook it, it gets bad. So does it drop from a Adama to a Shahakal or not? We had a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rif. The Rif Paskins, Halach Lamaisa, you always say Adama, no matter what. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That if it got worse, you say a what? Shahakal after you cook it. Please get that. That's 19. 20. What is the din of El Basof Mai Mavarech? What do you mean? The Gemara asked Akash on the bottom. It said, you mean to tell me that when you do Shlokos, it doesn't, Slavno Sayo Kaimi? So you say Shahakal, but what bracha do you say at the end? So what did the Gemara answer? Brain of Foshos. What was the Havamina? What do you mean what bracha do you say at the end? So we had two pshatim. What were the two pshatim? What? No, talking about bracha achrona. El basof my mevarach. The Gemara in the Gemara. Gemara says, "What was the Hava meaning? El basof my mevarach." Of course, you say brain of fossil. The Gemara discovers America. Says Dilma brain of fossil. What was the Hava meaning? Number one was like the tzlach. That what we hold in Rabbi Gemara Avdim. You only say brain of fossil meat and eggs. This is not meat and eggs. Then the Gemara says, "No, we don't hold like that. We hold brain of fossil and everything." Yes. What's the other answer? You ate less than a kazayas. You can't. You don't have the din birya.
That was the
Pnei Yeshua. Remember, he said birya. It's not a birya because it was cooked. It was messed up. It was messed with. Therefore, it's not a din birya. Like the cockroach that cuts the legs off. There's no din birya. Okay, you remember that? That was 19 and 20. Okay, then let's go back to what? Let's go back to what number what? 15. What was the stira? What do you say about egos that fried in honey? What's the din? Egos that fried in honey. What's halacha? Ha'eitz. What's the din if you have tumi v'karsi and you cook it in the what? The meat? What brach is it? Shakal. It's a stira. It's a stira. It got better with the honey. Lamais, it got eitz. This stuff got better with the meat. It still was adama. Who asked this? That's 15. Please get it. That's the kashna magaram nataz. Ask a stira in the machaber. That's a stira in the machaber directly. That's 15. So 16, 17, and 18 answer that kasha. Okay? What was the answer we said of the Taz? There's a difference between what? Pre-Ha'etz and pre-Zadamas. Pre-Ha'etz are much more chashuv, Shuas Yaakov said. So when you fry it in honey, it remains Ha'etz. But pre-Adama, like the Tumi and Karsi, if it gets worse, what brach is it? It's going to be a shakal. That was the answer of what? The Taz. The Taz was Chal. Remember I said, not the bracha break pre-Adama breaks. It's pre-Ha'etz or pre-Adama. That was the answer of the Taz. What was the answer of the Magen Avraham? What was the answer of the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham said that the honey is just to improve the nut. So I don't care how you do it. But the shumim mikarsu, when you cook it with the bus is the ikar. It's not coming to improve the garlic. And therefore, lamaisa, it's the garlic is going to what lose out, and its bracha is going to be come a shahakal. Now, what was the nafkamina we said between the Magen Avraham and the Taz? Right, it's not. It's coming to improve the meat, but not improve itself. Right. Therefore, the bracha drops to what shahakal. What was the nafkamina we said? We said that so you cook it with. Remember, we had that turnip. So you cook it with schmaltz. Through the schmaltz, it becomes better than when it was raw. According to the Taz, it'll be a shahakal because it's pre-adama, right? And according to the Magen Avraham, it'll be what? It'll be pre-adama because you rakos are the ikur. Who does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin like? Magen Avraham. That yarakos that are cooked with the meat and the bishul is lotzarach yarakos, you say a brei priyadama. If you have an onion that's fried in schmaltz, the brach is brei priyadama. Halach lamaisa. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a great day, wonderful day. Taz are over. If you have questions, you can call me. We know the schedule for tomorrow. Bez Hashem, please be. Everyone's got to be there and take the machina. No excuses.